Hey, radio readers. I'm Jane Holwerda in Dodge City, Kansas. Earlier this summer, I promised my bookshelves would be dusted by now. Well, I made it only as far as the Americana section when I surrendered to my more natural state of sitting with cat on lap and book in hand. So be it. What better way to commemorate the 250th anniversary of our nation than by reading about it? Marla R. Miller's Betsy Ross and the Making of America, at some 450 pages, is a definitive, if daunting, work, but well worth a reader's commitment. No, Ross likely did not create the first American flag, though Miller suggests it's possible she influenced George Washington's choice of the 5-point over the 6-point star because it would be more efficient and economical, given that each piece would be hand-cut then hand-sewn. But it's not certain that Ross ever met or spoke with Washington. As a teen, she was apprenticed as an upholsterer, then successfully managed several businesses through war, tariffs, embargoes, economic and familial crises, and the emergence of industrial machines, which eventually supplanted much of the handmade labor of her various occupations. Twice a Revolutionary War widow, then married a third time, Ross lived to her 80s, a great-grandmother with failed eyesight. She was a third-generation American, her Quaker grandfather Griscom having immigrated to Jersey in the late 1600s. These are the facts supported by various records of church, business, and government. To fill gaps in documentary records, Miller's generous contextualization of social history supports theories about Betsy Ross's life. Miller densely details protocols of Quaker communitarianism, especially for marriage and divorce, pacifism in war, care of the ill and indigent. Miller also details the roles of privateers and pirates to provide goods such as silks, bunting, and thread used by upholsterers like Betsy Ross in their exhaustive work of outfitting the homes of the colonial wealthy. Upholsterers built bed frames, stuffed mattresses with horsehair or feathers, made pillows and bolsters, blankets, bed ruffles, linens, draperies, rugs, furniture covers, sofas and cushions, and those decorative tassels. As demands for such goods and services dropped, Betsy Ross became a maker and seller of military colors and standards, and then through the early 1800s, all that's fancy stuff for flags, and then through the early 1800s, a military contractor of garrison and regimental flags. But the making of the Star-Spangled Banner is now credited pretty solidly to Baltimore flag makers Rebecca Young and Mary Pickersgill. For this absorbing and solidly researched social history, Marla Miller, a professor of history at UMass Amherst, is credited for appropriately situating Betsy Ross as an historical veracity, a patriot who lived through dramatic changes in economics, governance, and means of production. I rather feel that Miller, for this bio, and Ross, for her life, stands as role models for our times. Oh, and for trivia night, Betsy Ross is most accurately named Elizabeth Griscom Ross Ashburn Claypool. I'm Jane Holwerda for Radio Reader's Summer Read on High Plains Public Radio. Happy summer!
The HPPR Radio Reader's Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains.
Words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books.